Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Segment here in the Nation brought to you by Frankel & Frankel, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And it's time for the Texas Rangers Players Show. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. And today gets a little bit better as the local legend, the lefty, who's been absolutely dominant in his time with the Rangers this far this season. It's Hobie Milner here in the G-Bag Nation. Hobie, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on, man. We're the fellows from the clubhouse in spring training. We were doing the Cocaine Bear bits with you, dude. It's great to hear your voice again.
We've been missing
you. Yeah. How could you forget? The Vicodin Viper, dude. I've been really trying to workshop.
Non-Vicodin. It wasn't Vicodin.
What was it?
It was a Viagra Viper.
Oh, the Viagra Viper.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's better that way.
It's a lot better that way.
I think we could build out that story. Well, you've been playing your tail off, dude. This has been, I would imagine, a ton of fun for you.
Yeah, no, it has. Thank you. It was a tough spring training, and you know, we kind of made some adjustments with my attack plan, and things have been working out so far. So it's been good.
You're leading Major League Baseball in strikeouts with the bases loaded. I don't know if you were aware of that or not, but what's been the key for you to be able to navigate out of some really tough situations?
I guess the one key is actually just being in the situations is step one. I'm sure there's not very many guys have had that many opportunities to get strikeouts with bases loaded, but I just, you know, they just happened to put me in the situations, and I've just happened to get a couple strikeouts. I'm not a big strikeout guy, but just getting a few has been good.
We love your sidearm delivery. What was the genesis of that? How long have you been pitching this way?
This is about 10 years now for me. Doing it like this. I was in Double A my second year in Double A, which is like my fourth, fifth year in pro ball. And I just wasn't cutting it. And the pitching coordinator at the time told me, well, it looks like you throw pretty good sidearm when you're like fielding bunts and picking over to first base. You should try it off the mound. So after that, I tried it, and it took about a year or so to really lock down some mechanics. And then every year has just kind of been a little tweak there, a little tweak here.
Hey, Hobie, well, okay, you mentioned that, but when you get in, like maybe like a pro golfer, when you get in a little rut with your swing, do you have somebody that you could go to that can kind of look at you and say, okay, think about this? Because it is a little bit different than maybe what we normally get coached.
Yeah, you know, that's a question that has plagued me for a while. I actually don't have a specific person or something that
you're
I can go to.
You're just mentally tough then is what you are, right?
Battle test.
No, that's not it. I just continue to look at video of when I was successful.
Sure.
Look at things I did, and I look at kind of where my arm slot was, what feels good, and like my arm slot changed from year to year. It's a little lower this year than it was last year and the year before. I feel like things are coming out well, and I like the shape of my pitches, so we're just going with it. And we worked on a few things in spring.
Sure.
Just you know, mechanically. I didn't feel right when I first got there, and we worked on this and that, and then things kind of fall into place the more reps you get, and then the hitters start telling you whether your stuff's working or not.
Rangers reliever Hobie Milner with us here in the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. So you're a Texas kid. You went to Fort Worth Paschal, but you made your debut in Philadelphia with the Phillies. Did you have to hide that you were kind of a DFW guy when you were in Philly since they hate the Cowboys so much?
No, I didn't. I don't think that they care about people from Dallas. They just care about Cowboys fans. And like, I am not a fan of, I'm not saying I'm not a Cowboys fan. I'm just not like a NFL fan really. Like, I don't really pay attention to sports outside of baseball. So they didn't really have any crap to give me.
What about with your Longhorns?
I get more stuff about that, honestly, because like, just being a Longhorn makes you a Longhorn for life. And, yeah. There's a lot of hate out there for the Longhorns from what I've seen. But you know, it's just, I chose to go there and I enjoyed it and I loved it there and I wouldn't change it.
You got an Arch Manning jersey or what?
I do not. I do not have any football jersey. If I did have a Texas football jersey, it would probably be a Vince Young jersey.
Oh, there you go. That's strong. BY, that makes sense. Strong. He's a champion. Well, how'd you like living in Philadelphia?
I mean, I stayed in a hotel, like a fancy hotel by the stadium. It was okay. I don't know. I like my Philly cheesesteaks, but other than that, like I've spent more time living in Reading, Pennsylvania, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, than I did in Philly. Yeah. And actually, I kind of enjoyed it out there. They're once you get outside of the actual town, like in kind of Amish country, it's pretty nice. I really like that area. It's scenic.
Did you do like Amish farm stuff? Did you go milk some cows or anything?
No, never did that. But just driving around was really nice. I loved it up there.
Beautiful Amish country. When it comes to the Angels, you did spend a year with them. They're obviously in town over the weekend. Is that anything there when it comes to playing against a former team?
Not this team, I guess. Like maybe playing against the Brewers, it'll feel a little different. But this team, I barely even remember my time with the Angels. It was 2020. So it was a COVID year. It was a 60-game season. My locker was in like the back corner away from everyone. It was like separating everybody out. And I was with the taxi squad guys most of the time. So I barely even consider myself having played for the Angels.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
So how's the bullpen coming together right now? Last time we visited with you was like right at the beginning of spring training. So now you guys have gotten to know each other. And really, the bullpen's been fantastic for the start of the season.
No, it's been good. No, we got a great group of guys. We all like each other and we all root for each other out there, and I think everybody's kind of like fallen into a routine now. Like, we kind of know our roles at the moment, and you know, starter gets in trouble, the same few guys are starting to stretch around every time, and we kind of have a good idea. So it's going well.
What's it like being coached up by Mad Dog?
It's pretty cool. He's very straight to the point, which I like. I like someone who's going to be honest, and he's going to come up and tell you what you're doing wrong, and he's going to praise you for what you're doing right, which is really nice.
Now, I know at least in spring training, he was doing the joke of the day bit, right? He was just randomly selecting a pitcher in the meeting, and you had to fire off a joke. Did you ever get called on?
I did get called on. And I did tell a joke, and it was okay. It was fine. I stressed about it for about 4 or 5 days. Like, I was like really nervous about it, like genuinely nervous about it. And there were actually a few other guys talking about it too. They're like, man, this is the most nervous I've been since I was a rookie on the bus.
So this got you ready for that, all those bases loaded situations and stressing out about that. So Mad Dog kind of got you ready for those tough times.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. Like, that's how we got our adrenaline training in for spring training.
Hobie, you got to give us the joke. Hobie, come on.
Nah, I'm gonna save it. Not gonna give that.
Who had the best joke of all the pitchers? Who do you believe got the best reception on their joke of the day?
Honestly, the very first one was David Buchanan's, and he told this like really long, intricate story one, and it was really good. Like, everybody loved it. And they're like, "Wow, you just did that off the cuff." Like, yep, that's it.
That's awesome.
It was really good. Yeah.
Did Mark Church do his DNA goat joke at the zoo?
I think he did. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he did. He told you about that one, huh?
Oh, he told us that one. Oh, yeah.
He was workshopping it. He wasn't sure when he was going to get called on, but just like you, Hobie, he was extremely nervous about it. But when he gave us the joke, we were like, hey, run with that. That's pretty dang good.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was really funny. Everyone liked it.
So you're a 91 baby. I'm also a 91 kid, and obviously growing up in Fort Worth, I imagine the school lunch is very similar. I was a Plano grad. What was the go-to school lunch? Was it the pizza sticks?
So I wasn't in the public school system until high school.
Okay.
So once I got to high school, Pass School actually had off-campus lunch all 4 years.
Nice.
So I would walk to Taco Bell or Whataburger every single day.
That's the dream scenario.
It was the dream. We would fifth period, which would be right before lunch. We'd have baseball, and then you finish baseball and walk right up to Taco Bell.
That's beautiful.
And hang out with about 30 friends and eat tacos.
Yeah, it's the good old days, dude. What is Hobie Milner eating like pregame?
Whatever kind of spread we have something different almost every day, and I'll eat not something too heavy. Like, if they have a steak out there pregame, I'm probably not going for that. I'm going for something lighter. But you know, it varies. It's not, there's nothing, there's no routine to it.
Wow. Okay. You got to be, I mean, no superstitions with Hobie Milner.
I mean, I guess I do have some superstitions. Like, I've got two pairs of grays, two pairs of whites. And when it's been cold outside, so two of my buttons I had to get replaced, and because they were too tight, you couldn't snap them together. So they replaced them with plastic ones. And I was like, oh, well, if it's cold, I'll wear the plastic ones because those aren't going to get cold. Like, that was my thought. Yeah, so I've been wearing those during the games, and I've been wearing the metal ones during practice beforehand. But, that's really the only thing I've got going for me right now.
So how cold was it in Chicago? Because it did look pretty darn frigid.
It was really cold. I mean, that first night it was 31 degrees maybe, but the wind chill put it down to like 8. So that was one of the colder ones, but thank goodness we were in the bullpen because we were under the stands. And it's not completely closed off from the outside, but like there's a heater in there. And like it was in the 60s in there for us.
Okay.
Probably.
So you get
the second you run out. Yeah, second you run out the pitch, though, it's like, whoa, like, stepping in the freezer.
Is that the worst conditions? Like, pitching in the cold is worse than even pitching in the summer heat?
No, I'd say pitching in the rain's worse than all of them. I'd rather pitch in the cold. Like, I need more sleeves in Chicago because the cold doesn't really affect the relievers much. It's when you're going back out. Like, as a starter, that might be worse. Like, when you're sitting down, going back out. But rain for me, like when you're getting your cleats all clogged up with mud and you're losing traction, and then like the balls might be slick and whatnot, that's the worst for me.
Hey Hobie, who, since you're talking about getting your cleats all clogged up, who has the best mound in the league?
My favorite mound that I've pitched on was probably St. Louis.
Okay.
What makes it special?
they have a specific like texture on top of their clay. Like they put on this like
dressing,
really good looking sand. It's like, it's a sand that's not the same color as the clay underneath. So like the clay underneath is dark, I think. And then they put this like light, thin layer, this perfect layer of sand on top, but it's like, it's super tacky. I don't know. It was weird.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unique for sure.
That's some great insight right there. Hobie Milner with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Where does the name Hobie come from? I've never met another Hobie until you.
My parents got it off of Baywatch. It was David Hasselhoff's son on the show. And he spelled it different, but, yeah, there's a Hobie catamaran company. And I'm assuming that's where it's from.
You're the only Hobie that we acknowledge here in the G-Bag Nation. Hobie Milner, ladies and gentlemen, we love you. Thanks for the time, dude. Keep kicking ass. We love you.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care, dude.
Local legend. All right. How about CY? And CY name dropped him yesterday. I meant to tell him that. I should have let him know. Like when we were talking about the good aspects, what has CY encouraged right now about his team? Hobie Milner is the first name that jumped out of his mouth. That's
Hassel
pretty impressive
zone,
stuff.
Texas Longhorn. Dude, the off-campus lunch for 4 years. I got it for two, but 4 years. That's awesome.
Yeah, Taco Bell and Whataburger.
I'm surprised you didn't ask him his order. Mm. His Taco Bell order.
You're right. I mean, listen, I dropped the ball like 50 times.
Sometimes,
like,
I'm not saying
no. It's fine.
The
we're
ball.
In the post game right now, so it's back to the drawing board. Right?
I did think about it, and then it just evaporated.
All I could think about was the best mound in the league.
That's a good question.
I should have asked about the Taco Bell.
Yeah. We're all looking in the mirror after that one.
Kind of disappointed. No helmet sticker for me on that one.
Hobie was great, though. We appreciate
it. He's a good dude.
All right, Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Where are you taking us, Broadus?
Yeah, let's talk some NFL draft. That's what we do this time of year. We'll do that next.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.